Good morning. Great to see everyone this morning. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. And so a warm welcome to everyone. We hope and we know that each and every one of us will be richly blessed by being here. And a special welcome to anyone who's visiting our church today. It's good to have you with us, and we pray that you will be blessed also, along with all the rest of us. Good to see you all. Ellen, there's something I want to tell you about today's service. If you've looked in your bulletin, you will see that we are to have two baptisms. Adult baptism. And of course, adult baptism is a public declaration of our love for the Lord Jesus Christ and our acknowledgement that he is our Saviour. And of these two baptisms, one is a baptism which is an original, if you like, someone who hasn't been baptised before. But the other one is a person who was baptised as a child, but as an adult feels that desire that they would like to make this public declaration of their love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she's asked if she can be baptised too. And I said, sure you can, of course you can. And this applies to anyone. If anyone, when they reach adulthood, if they feel that they would like to do this public declaration of their love of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, they can be baptised. And when I invite those people who are to be baptised to come forward for baptism this morning, if you feel that the Spirit of the Lord is moving you to do likewise, then you come forward as well. And we'll do you all together. So there you go. That's a public invitation for anyone who would feel that they would like to do that. For now, I'm done. I hand you over to Sandra. Thank you, Sandra.
Good morning. A few announcements this morning. The potluck that was scheduled for today is cancelled for today, and it'll be rescheduled for another time. And we'll give you lots of notice about that. Thanks to all who participated in the beef supper, and we thank Diana Page for all her wonderful beef and all the ladies that worked so hard to make it a success, and everyone who provided for or cleaned up after the supper. The Bible study group is on a break now until fall. The elders' meeting is scheduled for next Saturday, May 4th. If that should change, Ian will notify the elders in an email this week. I have two other people that would like to come up front. I'll ask Wilma to come up first. She wants to speak on the beef supper.
All these talented musicians up here, I don't belong with them. I just want to say thanks very much what Sandra just spoke on. I put up notices for a beef supper and the food just comes. It's an amazing church that we belong to here. We had a wonderful evening last night. And I don't want to miss anybody, but I want to say thanks to everyone who baked, who cooked, who chopped, who stirred and brought the food in, to the best beef person in Alberta, Diane. She's not here today, but she is one amazing lady. We had 390 Yorkshire puddings delivered last night too. Ray and Joy spent the night before cooking and cooking and cooking, and we sure appreciate that. We have some wonderful dessert ladies that spent an awful lot of time in a Sunday school room cutting up and bringing out desserts. I think their fingers were often in the pies and they enjoyed it before it came up, but thank you, ladies. Two great doormen that took care of things, our own piano man who entertained us all night long, the baked table ladies. At one time I looked and there were three generations sitting there, and that was kind of nice to see. And then we had the dishwashers. There was a young fellow in there with a bunch of ladies all night long, and the kids did a wonderful job, the youth did. And then, of course, there's the setup crew and the cleanup crew and then all the amazing cooks and helpers in the kitchen. I want to thank you all. It's because of you all that nights like last night are possible. And thanks, everyone, for everything that you contributed.
And thank you, Wilma. I'm sure you had a large part in it as well. And now Charlie has the numbers on last night.
So, near as we can figure, after we took home and sorted out the money and got all the Queen's heads pointed the same direction on the pile of bills, because the bank likes it that way, so does Joanne. We took in $2,168 last night. We've got just over $500 of expenses. We're looking at a profit of about $1,650 that will be divided amongst the various missions. By our calculations, we don't keep track of numbers of people and adults versus kids, that sort of stuff, but it's about 175 adults, which is quite similar numbers to last year. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlie. Are there any other announcements this morning before we move on? Thank you.
I add my little thank you as well to everybody who participated last night. I can still taste the beef. It's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And normally, you know, after we have a beef supper, the next day on the Sunday, there's usually a few desserts left for us to eat after the service. Is that so?
Yes.
So as soon as I pronounce the benediction, the race starts to get to the desserts. And I'm sure we will all be there and we'll all enjoy them. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. The Lord Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." I'd like to now hand you into the capable hands of our worship team, who will give us our approach choruses, lead us in our approach choruses.
Okay, if you'd like to stand and join us, we're going to start out the singing this morning with 163 out of the Red Book, Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Glory lift up your name, with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings.
To continue with Not to Us.
not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name bring praise. How great you are, how great your fame, how marvelous your holy name. We are but servants who proclaim your perfection and your praise. You have a just and gracious ways. How excellent you are, Lord. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name bring praise. How great you are, how great your fame, how marvelous your holy name. We are but servants to proclaim your perfection and your praise. Your rather just and gracious ways, how excellent you are, Lord.
And we'll prepare our hearts for worship with one that we did as special music last time, When the Stars Burn Down. And we warned you that we were going to put that into a chorus. So here you go.
I can't see. We don't need to see.
When the stars burn down and the earth wears out and we stand before the throne with the witnesses who have gone before, we will rise and all applaud, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. When the hands of time wind fully down and the earth is rolled up like a scroll, when the trumpets will call and the world will fall to its knees as we go home, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Stars of the morning, light of salvation, majesty, God of the mysteries, Lord of the universe, righteous King. Stars of the morning, light of salvation, majesty, God of all mysteries, Lord of the universe, righteous King. There will come a day standing face to face, in a moment we will meet again. He will wipe our eyes dry, take us up to his side, and forever we will be his. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God.
Big thank you to our worship team for those approach choruses leading us into our worship, and That last one there, you just got into that, didn't you? You just want to keep on singing it and blessing it. Great job. Thank you. Thank you so much. We bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Father, we thank you that you have given to us this wonderful joy, this great privilege of being able to come together in your house on this your day. And we know, Holy Father, that each of us here today has been drawn to this place by the grace and by the power of your Spirit. And we know, Holy Father, that by being here, as we worship you, as we lift up the name of Jesus, as we bring honor and glory to the name which is above every name, we know, Lord, that you will indeed touch our lives, that you will bless us. And we pray, Holy Father, that you will open our hearts, that you will open our minds, and that each and every one of us may hear your voice as you speak your precious and holy word to us. Accept the praise we bring, Lord, for we come in the name of Jesus. Hear the prayers we pray, Lord, for we pray right now as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Please join me now in our responsive reading, which is from Revelations chapter 21, verses 1 to 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride.
And I heard a loud noise from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life.
Glory to the Father and to the Son.
Quite delighted to invite our worship team once again to lead us in our worship with special music.
Thank you. Okay, this special music this morning is out of the Red Book called Your Kindness, and I find this very interesting. Lori found this one, and you know, we've had this Red Book for a lot of years, and we stumble across ones like this that we've never sung before, and they're really beautiful. So if you want to pay attention, we'll probably do this for choruses next time.
Waiting for angry words to sear my soul, knowing I don't deserve another chance.
your kindness that leads us to repentance, O Lord. Knowing that you love us no matter what we do, makes us want to love you. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, O Lord. Knowing that you love us no matter what we do, makes us want to love you. No excuse, no one to blame, nowhere to hide. The eyes of God have found my failures, found my pain. He understands my weaknesses and knows my shame. But his heart never leaves me. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, O Lord. Knowing that you love us no matter what we do, makes us want to love you. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, O Lord. Knowing that you love us no matter what we do, makes us want to love you
too. Big thank you to our worship team. And it's true what David says, this little red book's got some gems hidden within there, and you know we don't get to sing them unless somebody like our worship team finds them, presents them to us and gives us the opportunity. So we'll be singing that again, and we appreciate your good work here this morning. Thank you so much. Beautiful. And now your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracious Lord, Holy Father, we are ever thankful for your grace and for your goodness to us. And we come to you now, Lord, and we bring these our gifts. They are but humble tokens of our gratitude. But we ask you, Father, to accept these gifts and to accept the givers. For we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake, amen. Thank you. Traditionally, we do memberships to our church, new memberships to our church. We tend to do them on our anniversary Sunday, which is normally in February, which is always in February. But if anybody comes to me and says, I really want to be a member of the church and I can't wait till February, then hey, we are more than happy to do that. So hence we have the presence of the chairman of the congregation here, up here this morning, and that's great. Thank you, Mike. Oh, sorry, I've got another piece here. A Christian is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and a member of the Holy Christian Church. A Christian exercises this membership in the denomination of Christ's Church in which he or she worships, which for us is the Congregational Christian Churches of Canada. It is important and was stressed by the Apostle St. Paul that a Christian worships within a local fellowship.
I now invite Carol Ann Stewart to present herself to the, for a church membership and to publicly profess her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Carol, I ask you now before God and this congregation, do you profess your faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? If this is so, please answer, I do. Will you attend church regularly? Will you read the Bible and say your prayers daily? If this is your intention, please answer, with God's help, I will. Will you join in the life and the activities of the church and do what you can to tell other people about Jesus? If this is your intention, please answer, with God's help, I will. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we welcome you, Carol, to the privileges and responsibilities of membership in this congregation. As God has called you, live up to your calling. As God's children, try to be like him and live in love as Christ loves you. Be generous, be tender-hearted, be forgiving as God in Christ forgives you. Whatever you do, whether you speak or act, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you represent, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Would the congregation please stand? I would call on the congregation now to all say together the response to Carol. You'll say this on the screen. As God has called us, we pledge to you our friendship, our help and support, and our prayers. Thank you. Would the congregation please be seated? Carol, may Almighty God order your days in his peace and grant to you his blessing. And now everybody, welcome, Carol. I'm going to pick her up and carry her around.
Good, good, Carol.
Welcome. Hey, Carol. Thanks, Mike. We now come into that part of our service which is the sacrament of holy adult baptism. You heard what I said at the beginning of the service. We are going to begin this part of the worship by singing two verses of the hymn 319, which is, We Bless the Name of Christ the Lord, You may not recognize the hymn, but you will certainly recognize the tune. It is the tune that Billy Graham always has when he calls people up to give their life to the Lord, just as I am. So we sing those two verses, and following those two verses, we will invite the people to come up here who are to be baptized. And if you feel that the Spirit is calling you to this, this includes you. We stand and sing to God's glory, verses 1 and 2 of 319. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, we read, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint." By baptism, we publicly declare that we have been born again, and thereby we belong to Christ and are his servants. We are made members of the Church of Jesus Christ and are adopted into the family of the whole household of God.
I present Angela Lynn Krause and Julia Alice Van Arnhem for the sacrament of holy baptism.
And as I said, if anyone else feels the Spirit calling them to this moment, then please come forward. Each of you, do you desire to be baptized? If this is so, please answer, I do. Do you believe that God is your heavenly Father? That Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, is your friend and your Lord? And that God's Holy Spirit helps us each to live our lives as he would have us to do so? If this is so, please answer, I do. Will you attend church regularly? Will you read the Bible? Will you say your prayers daily? If this is your intention, please answer, with God's help, I will. Will you join in the life and activities of the church and do all that you can to tell other people about Jesus? If this is your intention, please answer, with God's help, I will. Would the congregation please stand? Angela, Julia, Kathy, Anne, they have presented themselves before God and this congregation for the sacrament of holy baptism. Will you receive them in Christ's name as we have been received, promising to support them with constant love, wholesome example,
Christian teaching and faithful prayer, are you willing to accept so great a responsibility? If this is so, please answer, we are willing, God being our helper.
We are willing, God being our helper.
Thank you. Would the congregation please be seated? We bow our heads in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, who of your infinite mercy and goodness did give Jesus Christ, your Son, to be our Saviour, we ask you now to sanctify with your Holy Spirit your servants, who are to be baptized according to your word, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Julie, would you like to come forward, please, and kneel? Julia, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's forever. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anne, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mark you with the cross and sign you as His, as Christ's own forever. Thank you. Please kneel. Just a blessing. Kathy, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless you in His holy name and precious name and dedicate you to His service. Amen. Thank you. Angela. Angela, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mark you with the cross and sign you as Christ forever. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and the head of this church and the whole church on earth and in heaven, these people are now baptized as fully baptized members of Christ's church here on earth. As brothers and sisters in Christ's family, we welcome each of them and promise to all of them our love and our support. A big welcome to them. Angela, get back here. Bless Kathy. God bless Angela.
God bless you.
Bless Anne. God bless you. Thanks, Sandra. We stand again and we sing the other two verses, verses 3 and 4 of 319. We bless the name of Christ the Lord.
Thank you.
children are now leaving for their Sunday school classes. I apologize to my technical manager for wrecking the microphone. And I apologize to all of you for wrecking your ears. We come to our time of prayer. It kind of seems to me at the moment that we've got so many members of our church family who are sick or in hospital or certainly in the need of our prayers. And I was kind of jotting some names down here this morning. And I've written down here Irene Schultz, Gwen Earle and Mick, Pearl Blaine, Muriel Halpert, Joyce Doctor, Dave Bricker, Daryl Newsome, and I'm sure there's lots of others who can spring to your mind. People who are standing in the need of prayer, standing in the need of our gracious Lord and Saviour, the great healer, to touch their lives and just lift them. And I also want to mention someone else to you. Bill and Linny Comfius have just returned from their imprisonment in Arizona, freshly released. Back to Alberta and its wonderful weather. But their son Mike, he is progressing towards help in his issues with his kidney. And it is progressing well. And we just want each and every one of you to lift Mike in your prayers, that the Lord will just bless him, that they smooth the way to him receiving this blessed gift for which his family have been praying so hard for so long. And we know how good our prayers are, don't we? So we got our prayers for all of these people that we've been talking about here, all the ones who are sitting on your hearts, and just say a special little prayer for Mike and for Bill and Linny to bring them all through this time. We bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this spring day, this day which is full of new life, new possibilities and new hope. And we are thankful, Lord, that we can see your presence around us in the new life that is springing forth in nature, from the little flowers that are starting to peep from the ground, through the greening earth. We are thankful for the new life that springs up in our fields, in our gardens, and for the newborn animals that we see running around. And all of these, Lord, are signs of your goodness, your faithfulness, and your providential presence with us. And we thank you too, Lord Jesus, for gathering us here together in your precious name. Fill this place, Lord, with your awesome presence. Bless us and inspire us. Instruct us. Lead us in the paths of righteousness. We praise you, Lord, for our church, for our church family in Christ, for the joy and the spiritual nourishment that you give to us through your presence and our presence in this place. We pray for our church family. We pray for our sister churches of all denominations throughout the country, throughout the world. And we pray, Lord, and we ask that your church universal may be a mighty army across the whole world, spreading light in dark places and drawing men and women back to your redeeming grace and to your wonderful love. Help us, Lord Jesus, to love one another as you have loved us. Teach us to love one another. May we care for those who suffer, because so very often, Lord, the world regards them as unworthy and unlovable. And we pray now, Lord, for those whom we know of who are in need of your grace and your healing presence in their lives. Names come to our minds, Lord. We've mentioned some people. But in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, we see faces with smiles, hiding their anxiety, hiding their pain and their stress. And we are thankful, Lord, that we can see you, our Savior, with your arms wide open and around them, your light of your love shining upon them, and your blessed peace. And we pray for them now, Lord, in the silence of our hearts. We pray, Holy Father, that each of these people for whom we pray may hear your voice as you call to them, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Father, as we bow our heads before you this day, each of us has come into your presence, and we all have our own cares, our own concerns, our worries, and our troubles. And we come to you, Lord, because you have told us to come. And because, Lord, you have promised to take our burdens from us. O Lamb of God, we come. Fill us now, O God, with the power of your Spirit. Equip us and enable us to go forward into a new week as worthy disciples of the good news of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we be channels of your blessings, Lord, to all whom we meet. And may we lift high the name of him whom we worship in everything that we do and in all that we say. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. We listen now to the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord, the gospel reading is from John 13, 31 to 35. Love each other. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." The epistle reading is Acts 11, 4 to 18. God's love is for all people. Starting from the beginning, Peter told him the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, so then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life.
Thank you to Barbara for those readings from the Scriptures. And now we stand again and we sing to God's glory the hymn 270, Wonderful Words of Life. Beautifully sang as well, if I might add. Good singing. Well done. Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A member of the youth group came home early from choir practice one evening. How come you're back so soon? His dad asked him. He says, we had to call off choir practice this week. The organist and the choir director got into a terrible argument about how we should sing Let There Be Peace on Earth. A new command I give you, said Jesus, that you love one another. Yeah. One thing to note here. Jesus commands that we love one another. Thankfully, he didn't say we have to like one another. We have to love one another. If he said like, that would have been nice, because, you see, to like or not to like someone is rooted in our emotions. I can't help liking someone. I can't help disliking someone. It's an emotional thing. And emotions do not respond to commands. But when Jesus says, "A new command I give you, that you love one another," well, the love Jesus speaks of is not an emotion. The love Jesus speaks of is a deliberate act. It is a way of acting towards one another that says, no matter what, I want good for you, and I will do whatever I can to ensure that you get it. Christian love is not something that the Lord wants us to feel for one another. Christian love is something that the Lord wants us to do for one another. And when it comes to how we measure this love, our standard comes from his words, "As I have loved you, as I have loved you." So we need to look at ways in which Jesus expressed and practiced his love for people. And that is what he wants us to aim for, just as he did it. Now I'm going to tell you a lie. Remember, this is a lie. Hatred is an emotion that we can't help. Hatred is a feeling that we have no control over and which we cannot overcome. If we hate someone, it is because we just can't help ourselves. As we say, we're only human, and so we have no choice but to hate. That is a lie. As they say in England, it's a porky pie. It's a lie. A big, fat lie. Unfortunately, it is a lie that many people believe, and they believe it because it excuses their hatred. If we hate someone, it is because we have chosen to hate them, in precisely the same way that if we love someone, we do so because we have chosen to love them. The people who believe that love is an emotion are the ones who get married and 6 months later they get divorced. Hatred is a deliberate choice. Love is a deliberate choice. They are both a matter of will, something that we decide to do or not to do. "A new command I give you," says Jesus. And he said, "command." He didn't say suggestion. He didn't say a recommendation. He said a command. So this, the 11th commandment, is right up there alongside the 10 commandments. And it is just as important. So, if loving one another is a deliberate act, then our actions should be a practical demonstration of our intentions. Our actions should be a practical demonstration of our intentions. Our actions can be seen. Our intentions cannot be seen. And the people who watch, we Christians, will judge us by our actions. We may have a heart of gold, but so does a hard-boiled egg. As Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18 says, and as Jesus quoted, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Maybe we should add the word deliberate in there somewhere. Make a deliberate effort to love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. It's not easy to love one another. It requires a strong effort. It requires quite a deliberate effort. But it usually, well, it always brings great rewards. A story is told of a teacher who was helping one of her kindergarten students to put his boots on. He asks for help, and she could see why. So with her pushing and him pulling, the boots still didn't want to go on. When the second boot was finally on, the boot still didn't work properly, and she had worked up quite a sweat. And then she almost whimpered when the boy said, "Teacher, they're on the wrong feet." And she looked. And they were. So it wasn't any easier pulling the things off his feet than it had been getting them on. But she managed to keep her cool, and as they worked together to get them back on, and this time on the right feet, he then announced, "Teacher, these aren't my boots." She bit her tongue rather than get right into his face and scream, "Why didn't you tell me at the start off?" like she felt like doing. Once more, she struggled to help him to pull the ill-fitting boots off. He then said, "These are my brother's boots. My mum made me wear them." She didn't know whether to laugh or cry. So she mustered up the grace to wrestle the boots back onto his feet again. "There," she said, "ready to go. Now where are your mittens?" And he said, "I stuffed them in the toes of my boots." Did you ever have one of those days? I think we've all had them, haven't we? The question is, will we bite our tongues and do the good things that we know that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do? Will we face the countless little crosses that appear before us every single day? Because that is what love does. It accepts and bears the little crosses, knowing that Christ Jesus has already taken care of the larger cross. Jesus has accepted us so that we can accept others in his love. But of course, we've got to accept also that there will always be those around who are harder to love. Some people are hard to love. Dr. Martin Luther King put it nicely when he made reference to the fact that Christ is preparing a magnificent mansion for all of us in heaven. But he adds, there is one stipulation. We all have to live in this mansion together. "A new command I give you," says Jesus, "that you love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you." And I believe that this might mean that we might need to be open to some new things in our lives. Do things that were previously seemed to be difficult for us or impossible for us. In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, as the new church was developing, Peter was led by the Spirit to be open in his imperfect human but inspired way to those people whom he had previously considered to be unacceptable. To those people that the apostles had previously thought to be outside of the embrace of God. The Gentiles, the foreigners, all of those who were viewed as being unclean or unholy or undesirable. People to be avoided. And so through Peter, God revealed to all of us that his love in Christ Jesus is for the whole world. The whole world. Who do you find hard to love? Who do you regard as unclean, undesirable, outside of the scope of God's love? Is there someone, even in your own family, who has hurt you beyond words? Is there a specific group or race of people for whom we bear bad feelings because of what they have done to us, to our country, to our world? Do we look back over time and see maybe an employer, a debtor, a neighbour, some person who just sticks there in our thoughts, in our bad thoughts? It is God and God alone who will judge all people, not you and I, not our job. To be open to the love of Christ, we must make deliberate and definite efforts to be open to all of God's people. The Lord God made them all. God loves us most powerfully, and he gives to us the power to love one another, even and especially those whom we find hard to love. An elderly lady and her grandson, whose face was liberally sprinkled with bright freckles, went to the zoo. Lots of children were waiting in line to get their faces painted by a local artist who was decorating them with tiger paws. "You've got so many freckles, there's no place to paint," said a girl who stood in line beside this boy. And embarrassed, this little boy dropped his head, and his grandmother knelt down beside him, and she says, "You know, when I was a little girl, I always wanted freckles. I love freckles." And as she said this, she traced her finger across his cheek, and she said, "Freckles are beautiful." And the little boy lifted his head and he looked up to Grandma and he said, "Really?" "And of course," said Grandma. "Why, just you name me one thing that's more beautiful than freckles." And that little boy thought for a moment, and he looked up into the face of his grandmother, and he said, "Well, I can only think of one thing: wrinkles." Wrinkles. May all of our friends and all of those whom we find hard to love, may all of them have wonderful freckles and gorgeous wrinkles. May they all have wonderful faces. And those people who we sometimes think are outside of the scope of God's love, we got to work hard, and we've got to reach out to them and work hard and just love them as God loves us. And may we love one another as Christ loves each of us, with his love that saves and redeems all people. "Love one another as I have loved you," says the Lord Jesus Christ. "For by this way, people will know that you are my disciples." And for this we say, thanks be to God. Amen. My backing group coming up here. And for our closing hymns, first of all, we stand and we sing "To God's Glory," the hymn 447, "Freely, Freely."
Yeah.
love to be God's people. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.
Amen.